This is Alex Peace of the States Gazette with Gavin Bridge, director at Cubix, after it sealed its first deal with Aurora at Finsel's Reach. Gavin, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you for the invitation.
I guess the first question is, can we have a bit of an update really on Finsel's Reach, because it's been cracking along the last couple of years?
Yeah, so in our sort of custodianship, we've been involved in the development for 4.5 years now, having bought the scheme out of receivership with our sort of long-term partners, Palmer Capital. And we're delighted with the progress on other development. So the Premier Inn Hotel that we've been building will be opening at the end of the month. That's 168 bedrooms. The Aurora development, which we're talking about perhaps a bit more detail shortly, is on site, and build completion will be end of Q2 next year. I've built that with Wilmot Dixon, and we're very pleased with the way the market has received that. The balance of the site is largely residential, of which the most significant piece is the 194 apartments which we're building on a turnkey basis for Grainger for private rent. And then we have the balance of our open market apartments, of which I'm delighted we only have two left. So we're very pleased with the way that the development has progressed. The bridge, which was the focus of much attention, opened during the year, and that has been very well received locally, and establishing the links between Finsel's Reach and the historic Redcliffe Quarter and the Cabot Circus shopping quarter. And we also have a street food market every Friday at the development as well. The balance of the site will be brought forth for leisure, which is starting on site shortly. And that'll be sort of bars and restaurants. And then we have the Grade 2 listed generator building, which we have just submitted a planning pre-application to the council for, to bring forward as office space. And that'll be about 28,000 square feet, and we think that will work very well for the sort of tech and media sectors, and that's more sort of next year's project. Mm-hmm. So lots going on.
So the letting at Aurora's from you, Ben Ellis, is a pre-letting, of course, and you're one of the few developers in Bristol which are actually developing out speculatively.
Yes, well, I'm not aware of anybody else that does that. And you know, again, all credit to our partners at Palmer Capital Investors in the funds that they raise. And it's not the first building in Bristol that we speculatively developed, office building. It won't be the last. But there are a number of the sites in Bristol that have not been developed out. We think that's really down to a number of factors. One is they have fantastic investors. But also those sites that they benefit from planning consents for office buildings that we feel as a business are simply too large. So some sites are 200,000 square foot and above in one building. And yes, you could put a case forward saying they have large floor plates and that would suit an occupier on one floor. But we don't believe you simply get the occupiers in Bristol, the professional services firms, the insurance firms that take the sort of grade A office space, having that level of demand in the city. And that's the first point. And second point is that if you're successful and let all of those buildings, then there can be, and there are examples in the city where the buildings are then placed in the market and they simply don't sell because they're perceived to be too large. And who wants to own the sort of largest office investment in the city? So the combination of the two. So when we design buildings, we tend to not go, we'll go up to 100,000 square feet, and we like floor plates of 10 and 15,000 square feet, like Aurora. So there is demand in Bristol, and I think building it speculatively is a way to capture that demand. People can see the quality of the space that's on offer.
Mm-hmm. I guess the other question at the moment really is how offices compare against residential. I mean, Bristol's been a notoriously tight market for rent schemes, and you know, large chunks of Finsel's have gone off to the rent and the for sale market. So if you were to start it all over again, as it were, and looking at pricing now, which one works best, I suppose?
I think it depends on the nature of the site. Our business now is firmly focused on mixed-use developments. We see more examples of the Finsel's Reach development coming forward across the region, and we're delighted to talk to other people and potential partners about those opportunities. And it is about mixed-use, and I think that we are well-placed to be able to deliver those sort of schemes. A lot of development business now specialise in one particular area, but the sort of the developer, the wealthy developer can develop both residential and commercial, I think, is well placed to take advantage of the market in the future. There was a point a few years ago, 2, 3, 4 years ago, perhaps a period of 2 or 3 years in Bristol, where residential was worth more than offices, but now, particularly with a permitted development, but now offices are generally worth more than residential. And I think that the quantum of permitted developments in Bristol will drop off now as more office space comes back to life. And I think there is, but you know, there are some creative parties out there that are bringing buildings back very successfully, aimed at the sort of tech and media sector, which is a growing and strengthening market in Bristol, that want a different aesthetic than the traditional sort of grade A office space, want more flexible leases, and we're looking at ways of satisfying that demand.
Well, here's hoping that demand as well can bring out some insights around the station and stuff like that.
Gavin, absolutely.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.